launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So we're going to go right back into your phone calls. Mark, you've got an email that you want to get to. Hopefully we'll get to that. We're going to start back, though, with Jason in Florida, who called to ask us about the whole personal sovereignty movement. And it's an interesting one. Jason, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
It comes out of kind of the so-called patriot community, this group of people that some of them, you know, you used the term charlatan earlier. Some of them, yes. I think, are absolutely scam artists that are essentially offering a way out of the system. All you have to do is send them several hundred dollars, and they'll send you a CD or a package full of information.
Yes, exactly.
So you're seeing those offers out there?
Yeah, and in the mix of this pot of what could be real or what could be fake, there are, these extreme, hey, send me your money and I'll send you to heaven, you know, type of deals. Like, yeah, you're right. I do see some of those, but.
That's a red flag right there that somebody wants several hundred dollars to show you the way out of the system as though they know something that nobody else does, and that if their system worked, of course, why you wouldn't be hearing about it everywhere is another good question to ask.
It reminds me of like all the weight loss cures out there. They find something where it's a huge market of people who are, you know, with a high demand for something, and they offer them an easy quick fix solution.
That's what Americans
want. Let me just say this. Just for the simple fact that there seem to be some charlatans, I'm not going to, throw the baby out with the bathwater.
No, I agree with you. What you should be asking for is proof.
This,
go ahead.
Because I remember you said earlier, it could be possibly, of course, a load of crap. But then I remember you saying, some people say that I've dibbled and dabbled in this, or however you worded it, but... I think that amongst these charlatans, I think there may be some truth. Like, if anybody, were to attempt to look for this thing called the allodial title, from what
I have attempted,
are you familiar with the allodial title?
Absolutely does not exist. It absolutely does not exist. There is no place in the United States of America where you do not have to pay property tax, bar none.
And it's not like you're going to be able to just go into the county registrar's office or whoever it is that's got the title information on file and fill out a piece of some sort of secret hidden form that is nobody knows about and then get them to grant
you. There is a secret hidden form. There absolutely is a secret hidden form for not paying property tax, and that's called become a church.
But then you still have to get them to approve that. You still have to get them to.
I had to a drum, boom, boom, set. If I had a pair of drums here, good one.
Universal life church.
No, it's true. I just want to say that at the same time, like this allodial thing, as you say, it does not exist. Now, so let me ask you, with your free talk radio and all this freedom, are there any ways to combat tyranny, like overtaxation? Like, just because these things don't exist, could we say, forms and titles like that ilk should exist to exonerate people, or like, how do you become free, like?
I can answer that question.
Like, am I just an eternal slave to everything?
I don't think you have to be. I think there is an answer to that question. It's not anything that I can guarantee you is going to work, but I think it's the best answer I've come across, and that is to get together with other like-minded people in the same geographic area, and that is the Free State Project, freestateproject.org. Have you heard of it?
My brother told me. I think you guys are in the Northeast.
Well, we're from Florida. Mark and I are originally from Florida. Dale here tonight is from Atlanta, Georgia. So three of us are Southerners. We've made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State.
New Hampshire,
right, as part of the Free State Project, in order to get together with other like-minded people to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And some of the activism that we've seen so far up here, and there's only been a few hundred people that have made the move as of yet. So it's really the very beginning of this movement. Well, we're seeing some activity in the political process, and they're having some level of success with that. But what's most exciting to me personally is the level of civil disobedience that's going on. And we're going to talk here in a little bit, give you an update on what's been going on with the cannabis celebrations here in Keene, New Hampshire, and now out in Manchester on a daily basis at 4:20 in the afternoon. people are getting together in a public park and they're consuming cannabis. They're smoking it. Somebody brought out a hookah. They had a steamroller pipe out today.
Yeah.
People bringing out their pipes. There's open civil disobedience happening here. So far, it's been going on for almost a week and a half at this point. And there's only been one arrest. That was early on. There was a second semi-arrest, but they turned that guy loose because they arrested him, and he actually wasn't smoking cannabis. It was like mint, chocolate mint or something like that.
They're keeping the police on our toes.
But since Monday, there have been no arrests at all. The police have made an announcement that they are not going to go down there unless they're called to come out for some reason. So it's basically a demilitarized zone as far as the cannabis law enforcement is concerned. So we've had some amazing success. There have been other examples of civil disobedience, but what I'm answering your question, how I'm answering your question, is to say that yes, tyranny can be opposed by getting enough people together who are willing to oppose it, who are willing to actually say no to
the
tyrants.
Are there any laws? Are there any laws by which we can fight for ourselves?
No. I think what you're asking is, what is the quick fix solution? And no, there is not a quick fix.
No, not a quick fix, but just, well, like, I guess, so, you know, this Free State Project, as you say, you're trying to tell me, hey, caller, your first step should be trying to join something like this, like-minded people, get together, blah, 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 freedom. I understand that. And I, you know, hey, thumbs up for that. That's something that interests me, and I'm going to look it up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if that was your objective, hey, goal reached. But I guess, you know, just some of my questions, you pretty much answered, you know, and I thank you for that. I think that, you know, people like you guys are appreciated.
I'm glad that, you know, that makes sense. So go to freestateproject.org when you get a chance, because we are having some success. When you get together with people that are willing to say no, so for instance, people have been hit with speeding tickets here. They've gone to court. They've told the judge, I'm not going to pay the ticket. And if you don't like that, you can put me in jail, and that's going to cost you guys $80 a day. So there's been a lot of non-cooperation that's gone along here with the civil disobedience, and that's resulted in the state basically, in many cases, throwing up its hands and saying, you know, we don't want to deal with this anymore. Because we're making it costly for them to enforce their laws. We're not just obeying. We're not just bowing down. We're not paying fines. But when I went into court and I tried some of this, you know, personal sovereignty stuff about, you know, oh, I don't consent to the process, and I don't. You know, I believe in sovereignty. I believe it's true that you own yourself. I believe that you should.
In the essence, the quintessential concept of it, I think, is possible.
Yes.
I think it's so far, 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 far from our knowledge right now that I think that within time, possibly, far off, it's an outlier. If we were talking about statistics, this would be a tremendous outlier. But I think, you know, on the average, I don't think right now this is even plausible.
No, there's
but
no way
I
that you can go into...
Conceptually speaking, I give it possible.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think it's, you know, the concept is sound. I think that there's some truth to the idea that the government does float out
own us. It seems though they tax the hell out of us. Obama, Mr. Man.
Oh, no,
I mean,
they definitely
tax,
own us.
You know?
There's no doubt about that. But what I'm saying is I think there's something to their claims, the sovereignty types. I think there's something to their claims that the government is essentially floating bonds based on, you know, their expectation that you will pay into their system out into the future. I think there's something to that. But the whole idea
like
that you could file
like
some paperwork.
It's like they know we're going to make a certain amount of money. You
yep.
know, this is just hypothetically
right.
speaking. They
You're
could
right.
say we make a certain amount of money, put $1 trillion loans on our heads because we're going to be the workers that they're going to tax.
Absolutely.
You know?
That's the part that I think is true.
It's like sheep.
Right. Well, as I was saying before, and Jason, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. But that's where I think that, you know, you've got the conspiracy theory. There's a kernel of truth in there. I think that there is, you know, it's true. They do float loans, you know,
right.
based
they
on
They don't
you.
Actually own us because you can't own somebody. But by and large, the citizens of the world do act like they are owned by their governments because their governments, in fact, will use terrible, horrible violence against them if they don't act that way.
And there's no a form that you can fill out that will convince the government to stop being violent.
Right. That's very difficult for me to imagine that there is a form that will suddenly ward off the bureaucrats and the politicians
no
and the
process.
Police officers.
There's no magic words that you can utter that will get the road man
when
to
you
not
see
throw
the cop,
you in jail.
When you see the video of the cops shooting those people's dog on the side of the road, do you think you can wag some kind of sovereignty piece of paper in front of that madman?
No, absolutely not. The only way to deal with those people, to deal with violent people in the government, is to get together in numbers with other people who are like you to say, no, we are not going to be slaves and we are not going to obey any longer. And we don't have to fill out any forms for
that. I wish we could. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And lots of features are there for you, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. Also, enjoy Dale's website, anarchyinyourhead.com. There is an outstanding essay that has been posted over at anarchyinyourhead.com, and I think that everybody who is in the Liberty Movement or would like to be a part of the Liberty Movement and enjoys the idea of freedom and achieving it, really owes it to themselves to read this. I want to read this on the air when I get a chance. We've just been too darn busy tonight. It's so good. What's the title of it, Dale? The recent story.
I believe it is Evolving Beyond Retribution.
That's right. Evolving Beyond Retribution. I think it's the front page. Is it the front page item at anarchyinyourhead.com?
This can be a little bit confusing for visitors. It's a comic strip blog. And so it's always a comic strip at the top.
I see.
Even a brand new blog entry will be underneath the comic. So right. Basically, the latest blog entries will be the blog is underneath just like any other blog, but you have to get past the comic strip, so you always have to scroll down.
And that's why the number one reason, of course, is to go and to see the comics, to enjoy them. And the one that's right at the top of the page is very good right now, anarchyinyourhead.com. Scroll down a little bit and get to the Evolving Beyond Retribution article. If you don't get to it, we hopefully will here on Free Talk Live, because it is just that good. It talks about peace as opposed to kind of the violent saber-rattling that we're so used to from a lot of the people in this movement. And I think that you've done a stellar job. I really look forward to sharing.
And what I tried to do was address the sort of the emotions, which I think are not healthy, that are sort of animalistic, that make us violent in the first place. So
I hope we have time to get to it, but we've got to go to your calls.
Remember those Lakota Nation silver rounds we were talking about that have a face value of $50 on them? You can get them for $22.30 at gold.freetalklive.com. The best thing to do is to buy 20 at once. It's the way to save on shipping. You can buy as many as you want, and they'll ship them to you, but the shipping's the same for one as it is for, I think it's 21 of them. You can also put them on layaway if you don't have enough money to buy 20 of them at once. You could call 877-857-9938 and give them what you've got now, and then give them a certain amount every week. I think you have to put at least 10% down. It's gold.freetalklive.com, and the number again is 877-857-9938.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls. Gene is on the line in Tennessee on the Amp line. Hello, Gene. Gene? Oh, just
sounds like we just lost
picked up the line. He hung up. All right, so Mark, you had an email that you wanted to share with us. By all means,
okay. This is
time.
This is from Fremont, and it's regarding the New Hampshire pot protests that are going on right now.
I don't know if I would use the term protest. I think celebration is a little more appropriate. It's a celebration of the freedom to smoke cannabis,
great,
or to consume cannabis.
I will begin reading. Hi, Mark. I'm a cancer survivor and an activist for medical marijuana here in New Hampshire. I just want to give you an update on where we are with the effort to override HB 648's veto.
This is the medical marijuana bill here,
yes,
here in
New Hampshire. And it was vetoed by the governor, but there is a chance, if nothing else, that it does override. The protests in Keene, and especially Manchester, are causing the activists who have worked so hard to worry that it may ruin our efforts to win the override.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, the bill was vetoed by Lynch. He put up
the governor.
Yeah. Governor Lynch. He put up a number of reasons, but we all realized that he was pretty much covering his butt after approving gay marriage because he didn't want to look too liberal.
He hates sick people.
Betsy DeVries, the Democrat of Manchester, also did this and was the only Democrat to vote against the bill. All but one Republican senator voted against. They are scared of the reaction of law enforcement and social conservatives, who are a small but vocal and very self-righteous faction of the Republican Party. The override effort has focused on convincing two Manchester senators to switch their votes, DeVries and Ted Gaddis. Ted supposedly is in favor of the bill, but is involved in a mayoral race in Manchester, as well as DeVries, who is running for alderman. The secret strategy is to keep the issue under the radar while we lobby senators to change their votes. This support would remain secret in order to avoid mobilizing our opponents, especially the Chiefs of Police Association, who wield way too much political power in the state. Upon passage of the bill, our plan is to unleash a flood of positive support for the senators from across the political spectrum to drown out the opposition. The 420 protests, especially in Manchester, threaten to derail this entire strategy, which would ensure the defeat of the override effort. The bill would have to be reintroduced in 2011, which will probably be after a GOP retake of the House. Passage at that point would be almost impossible. I agree with critics of the bill that the current bill is draconian.
It allows medical marijuana patients the freedom to not grow any marijuana plants and to have to drive to wherever the state's distribution locations will be set up in order to get what they need to treat themselves. It's awful.
The goal, though, is just to get it passed. Make sure that the program is run successfully, and then use this as a proof that this type of legislation can work. This can lead to decrim and ultimately to full legalization down the road. As you can see, those of us who have pushed so hard for HB 648 are very worried about the 420 protests. It's just bad timing.
That's right.
Could set us all back years in our mutual
you
goal
slaves,
of marijuana.
Stay quiet. Stay quiet. Quiet down, slaves. Hey, you're making too much of a ruckus over there. Master's going to get angry at us.
Well,
you guys need this. Just pipe down.
What if he's right?
What if he's right? You know what? Somebody posted something about this over at the Free Keen Forum, and it is so just pathetic, in my opinion. What these people are basically saying is, okay, guys, there's one senator out there who's told us that if we just keep quiet, and this is what I'm essentially summarizing what was your letter is, the email is a lengthier version of what someone posted over at the Free Keen Forum, where they basically say that, well, this one senator tells us he'll vote for us, he'll go ahead and do the right thing and vote in favor.
One
of,
vote.
Right, in medical marijuana. If you guys will just stop these protests, just stop the protests for a while. Pipe down, fellow slaves. NASA's going to do the right thing for the sick slaves if you just shut up.
They haven't liked any of it. They've been complaining all along about any of the out of the system activism, the people that are doing in the system activism, and they've been scapegoating us.
Mm-hmm.
All along, this is like the most overt, ridiculous scapegoating one I've seen yet. Where it's hinging on one vote, and he says, "You guys," and it's specifically, it's these protests specifically that are doing it. It's one vote is going to change.
This is what they said before the 420 protests. This is the story has not changed. The story is consistent.
You may not
have heard it. This Betsy DeVries and Ted thing, but you remember when I went out to Freedom Fest, I shared a room with Matt Simon. Do you recall that?
He's the one of the activists promoting the medical bill.
He's the guy behind it, pushing it hard. And I shared a room with him, and I got the update. I didn't go ahead and tell you much of anything, because what difference did it make, right? It was either going to fail or it was going to pass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know anything about a 420 protest, and you didn't either, quite honestly. So the story hasn't actually changed. The story is consistent with what he was saying. Now, perhaps they're right and perhaps they're wrong. Maybe the civil disobedience will pressure people to vote for it. Maybe it will not pressure them. But
maybe
my question here is really, if they want you to pipe down for, and what they said is on October the 29th, if this, come hell or high water, they'll be out there smoking with you. So they have offered to get on board with you. That's what I was told today.
It wasn't in that email. 800-259-9231. That's right, slaves. Pipe down. We'll explain a little bit more and talk about this in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today. ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over you're smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress, like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale. And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are free, including the bulletin board system. Over 490,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, freedom issues and all kinds of fun stuff there at dbs.freetalklive.com.
Audiblepodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. I have been downloading them there myself, and there's all kinds of new books. Audiblepodcast.com. These are not off-brand books or anything like that. These are the new bestsellers.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We'll get back to your calls here in a moment. Just want to continue the discussion, wrap up the discussion that Mark's email had spawned. We're talking about the cannabis celebrations that have been going on here in Keene, New Hampshire, also have spread now this week to Manchester. Hopefully we'll be spreading across the state, maybe even across the country, but I wouldn't get my hopes up for anywhere else outside of New Hampshire. But I'd like to be proven wrong. And essentially what's been going on is people have been gathering at a town square, essentially a public property, and they have been consuming cannabis openly. And a couple of folks have been arrested for it, but at this point the police have called off their enforcement. The police have basically said, at least out in, here in Keene, and they have yet to even show up in Manchester, but the police have basically said, we're not going to investigate unless somebody calls us. So if there's like a violent incident and someone calls the police, they'll come out. Or if someone calls the police about the marijuana smoking, they might come out, but they don't have to, and it doesn't sound like they want to, because what happened on Sunday was they arrested somebody, and all of the group of people that was out there in the park decided to take a walk to the police station, and then they hotboxed the police station, which means they went inside in the waiting area and smoked up, dozens of people smoking cannabis in the police station, I think that basically taught the police a lesson, and they realized they didn't want that happening a second time, so they've decided to leave the people alone. And all week long, it's been very peaceful, very calm. There hasn't been any news because, well, the police haven't been stirring it up, so there hasn't been much excitement. It's just been folks hanging out in the town square.
I heard it was huge yesterday.
It's about 100, at least 100 people every single day.
They stepped it up there. Was it today or yesterday in Manchester?
Oh, yeah, they did step it up in Manchester. The video footage from the Ridley Report is at freekeen.com if you want to see it. But one of the activists out in Manchester sold some marijuana on video to another activist.
Allegedly.
Well, right. There's no way to prove it because it wasn't video. An undercover cop, and it's just video. If the cops were to have sent an undercover and had the undercover get sold it, then they could test the marijuana and then they could arrest him for sales. But nonetheless, that's quite a big jump from just smoking, which is, you know, a misdemeanor, to the felony of selling cannabis publicly. So big jump there, and I think that the Manchester activist should be congratulated for this. Indeed, not only was he selling marijuana in public, he also had an open container of alcohol with him. So it was like a doubly awesome and very courageous and heroic civil disobedience. But what we're being told now is the same old story from the Politicos of, you guys are poisoning the well. We've worked so hard on this medical marijuana bill that barely does anything. But, you know, it will give some patients, I think, fairly restricted amount of patients, access to medical marijuana. If it were passed, it would be a completely state-run program. They wouldn't be able to grow their own plants. So they, you know, they're saying, oh, we've worked so hard on this, and now you guys are here with your cannabis celebrations. And what we're saying is not that the celebrations are bad. It's just that you guys did it too early. Perhaps you could just pipe down and stop the protests or stop the celebrations for just a few weeks until we can have this vote on the cannabis bill, the medical bill, and have it overturned. And then you guys can go and you can do your cannabis celebrations.
Is the bill a good thing, Ian?
Not good enough for what would be given up with the momentum that we're getting with this protest.
Good, but not good enough. And nothing's going to be good enough for you and me except entire drug re-legalization, right?
What do you mean? Good? Well, I don't think it's you're asking. No, this is a simple matter. You're asking me to compare this bill and what it would gain versus what we're getting right now with the momentum from this activism,
which is intangible and you cannot quantify it.
It's quantified in that there have been several newspaper articles written, several television reports.
Things are absolutely happening.
Done about this. The momentum is gaining. People are hearing about this.
But what if that one Republican senator, if that's him, I don't even know the full backstory on this, but what if that one Republican senator says, you know what, these activists are just creeping me out and making me angry. I'm not going to vote for this. This veto is squashed.
Not our fault.
It's not his fault for not doing the right thing.
I think that if that's the case, if that activism is that delicate, and if it requires that much control over other people, which is what I'm against as a libertarian, by the way, this desire to control other people, then I think it's doomed to failure. If it's that delicate, I mean, if they have to control a bunch of other people that aren't even involved in their process.
Well, once it's law, it's law.
You know.
And laws do get passed by the thinnest of majorities.
Mark, I don't
like it.
I smoke pot, okay?
Okay?
I'm not a medical cancer patient or anything. I smoke pot. I take a certain amount of risk. I do it occasionally for recreation. If I were sick, I would smoke pot to feel better.
Okay.
If I were terribly ill and I was one of the people, whether or not there was a medical marijuana bill, I would smoke pot. So yeah, that's how trivial this is. I think that if you are sick and you need pot to feel better, then smoke it.
I agree.
And if you're careful about it, your risk is incredibly small. If you take basic
these
precautions.
These political activists.
And so, yes, it's incredibly trivial, this bill. That's how I look at it.
But they look at it as
incredibly trivial.
Right. But they look at it as the most important thing going. Right? Because
it's the foot in the door, right?
Because
do you love your wife?
Yeah.
It's not quantifiable. So
okay.
How valuable is it?
Well, but I give her all my money. That's quantifiable.
I'm not asking about the money.
But that's what I work for. I spend my time making money,
and then
I give it to her.
I've been making special trips to Keene much more often than I normally do, and spending my time at these protests because they're valuable to me.
Okay,
but then how does it matter? Does it matter that it's quantifiable or not for me to value it?
I see
and
the
a lot
value
of other
the protests, but if the protests worked, right? So what I'm thinking,
working.
They are working.
They're every day at 4:20 in the afternoon.
I would think that you'd be able to start it up relatively easy again. It wouldn't be that hard to get your momentum again.
No,
it's just I don't know.
And I don't care. I mean, I don't care.
There's a lot of speculation going on here. But I'm thinking that you have flexed the muscles, and now you can say to the politicians, look, now, you can do the right thing, or you can do the wrong thing.
We're not here to do this for the politicians. The people that are out at this particular protest, from what I could tell, are not out there to beg the politicians for anything. They're people who have decided that they just want to be free, so they're going to go act as though they're free. As I think Dale is right, the cancer patients and those folks should be out. They should be joining us. There was one guy with cancer that was out there a few days ago. I think that it would be far more powerful to these politicians if somebody showed up with multiple sclerosis in a wheelchair on the state house front steps and lit up a joint right there. Let's see the cops come and arrest a man in a wheelchair who's got some sort of debilitating problem and have a whole bunch of video cameras around. I'd suggested something like that in the past, and the politicos, oh no, we shouldn't do that. That'll upset too many of the politicians. All they ever are doing is appeasing these people. This politician is basically playing a power game. He's saying to these people, this is an okay idea, but my base, I'm really concerned about them. I need to get reelected here, so I don't want to piss off my voters. So how about you guys just do everything I tell you to do, and then I might vote for you. I might. This is all speculation.
Yeah, it's absolutely. It's if it fails, they'll be able to blame us. That's convenient.
Right.
If it does, if it passes, if it passes, I'm assuming that, I don't know.
If it passes, then there's a whole new government bureaucracy that gets to regulate marijuana and give it out to medical patients.
If it passes, they will take full credit for it. They won't count. They won't say any of the marijuana civil disobedience or anything like that.
What does that mean? I mean, isn't the goal to get one of the goals here is to get medical marijuana patients to be able to get some medicine?
The reason I'm saying that is because it's an analogy to an irrational religion where someone engages in a voodoo practice to heal someone.
It sounds
and
like
if the person gets better,
which is
then they
a regular
will get credit
relationship.
For it. And if it doesn't pass, then it's they didn't have enough faith.
I'm not interested in compromising. I'm interested in living free. And these people are saying, stop living so free, slaves. Shut up. Be quiet. And maybe our master will allow the 6 slaves to have some medicine.
I guess we'll see how it goes. 800-259-9231.
I invite the 6 slaves to come out and join the 420 celebrations. It's Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why Oxy Silver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. Oxy Silver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing Oxy Silver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order Oxy Silver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can call your local radio station. If you're hearing us on your local radio station, call them and thank them for airing Free Talk Live. If you aren't hearing us on your local favorite talk station, call them and ask them for Free Talk Live. You can get all the details on how to do so at localfaq, that's localfac.freetalklive.com, localfaq.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has teamed up with M&S Press to offer you the only complete writings of Lysander Spooner. If you're interested in buying this very rare set, you already know that who Lysander Spooner is and how influential he was to the Liberty Movement. Anarchist, philosopher, abolitionist, entrepreneur, and mailman. You can purchase his 2,800-page, 6-volume set bound in library-quality hardcover delivered to your door for $335. Go to spooner.freetalklive.com. That's spooner.freetalklive.com, and the page will come up there. The order now is essentially an email address, and you have to kind of correspond with a guy to get it, but it's $335 delivered. spooner.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're continuing here. We're going to take your phone calls. Tim is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Tim, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to talk about nonviolence, but first I want to say what the politicos are doing is not only necessary; it's important just as much as the civil disobedience is. And I think we need to view all the activism in New Hampshire as just a continuation on the same spectrum. And I want to respond to what Dale has written recently about evolving beyond retribution. He's saying that violence can never be effective in promoting liberty. And I think that we really need to reconsider this. We have to start examining how effective is nonviolence really. It certainly has some value. Civil disobedience can have great value, such as the recent success with the marijuana protests, but it does have limits. At some point, violence will be necessary to and the state. And
well, why are you so sure?
Now,
how can you be so sure about that, Tim?
Well, I can just point to historical examples.
Well, no. Just because violence is historical doesn't mean it's that's a logical fallacy.
Examples where they used violence to overthrow the state, they very quickly replaced it with a different state that was equally or more violent. Oftentimes,
well, there's certainly many examples of that. But when has nonviolence ever overthrown the state?
Why did you have to have seen it before to say that it can, if something can happen? I mean, you know, the American experiment had never happened before. So why are you, that's not proof that it can't happen. And if we want to go to and if our goal is to get to a peaceful society, you think violence is the way to get there? Like, you know,
is that what you're saying?
Because in the past, like, people still thought freedom was through a state, right? America was based on the notion that we needed a state to protect our freedom. You know, and a state is by nature violent. It's inherently violent in order to be a state. And so it was a fallacy to begin with.
I'm not in favor of statism, but I'm just saying that any violence against the state needs to be viewed as an act of self-defense.
I understand where you're coming from, because I've come from there in the past. I was at one time somebody who fantasized about such things and, you know, also believed similarly to you. And that really, that's what I'm hearing from you is a fantasy about how you think that this is what's going to be necessary. And so that's the future that you're kind of living into, where you believe violence will be necessary in order to end the state, as you put it. And that's kind of the picture that you're painting for yourself. For me, I'd like to paint a picture of a peaceful evolution that doesn't involve violence, that involves mass non-cooperation.
I agree with that.
And not going along with it. And I think that you're kind of living out a violent, or in your mind at least, living out
a
violent fantasy.
Violence, but if the state would just go away because we all just, you know, lay down
you're equating not being violent with being passive. And that is not the same. I want us to be very active and very challenging and very in your face. But you have to understand that expression that we constantly hear, that they have all the guns and that's why they're in power. That's not where their power comes from. Their power comes from the ideas.
And your obedience.
That allow them to use their guns on people in public and not face any repercussions, because everyone thinks that is a legitimate use of violence when it's not. And so we're fighting.
Okay.
We're not fighting. We're not just fighting a violent. It's not the kind of battle that can be won with just by killing people. We have to fight ideas. And we are fighting ideas about a peace.
Too.
We are promoting a peaceful society.
Violence is also an effective tool. And
what is effective? Violence? Did you say violence is effective? How is it that violence is going to create peace in your mind exactly? Can you explain that?
And first, just let me, because I want to be careful here, I'm not advocating this now. And to a certain extent, it is a fantasy, but I would rather phrase it, you know, just in the terms of like an intellectual debate, you know, that we should at least understand that violence is legitimate. You know, when we're planning the civil disobedience, you know, we have to recognize the limits of what that can accomplish.
Well, I'm not going to recognize that violence is legitimate, because for me, being violent will lower me to their level. The history of the world that you cited, the history is a history of violence, and it's a history that involves one group being violent to another, individuals being violent towards each other, and them turning around and retaliating in kind and being as violent, if not more violent, back to the people that were violent to them,
on and on
until somebody finally breaks that damn cycle, and that's going to be me.
So much so that they don't even report histories of peace. The only history you hear prior to 100 years ago, I mean, if you think 100 years back, the only history that there is out here is, in fact, the history of violence.
And you have to understand, too, my post is not addressing whether it's justified. That doesn't even matter to me. I'm addressing that it doesn't work, that it's not going to be effective in fighting. It's specifically in fighting statism, in fighting for our freedom. Because they're always going to win that violent battle until we win over the minds, and when we've done that, we won't need the violence anymore.
That's a great point.
I mean, I had said, you know, okay, well, without a doubt, almost anyone you talk to, even if they are in favor of violence, will say, well, it's not going to be effective until the state is marginalized, meaning that it's already people already have stopped believing in the state for the large part. And so when there's an act of violence, they're like, yeah, the state deserved it. They're not really legitimate. So the state has to be marginalized before it can be effective. Even people in favor of violence will say that. But my thought is, so we have to get to the state to the point where it's marginalized before violence can be effective. But if we've managed to do that, why change tactics at that point? You've marginalized the state. You're a good part of the way there.
You're the last step. Go ahead, Jenny.
Marginalized. If the state is truly feeling threatened, I mean, don't kid yourself to think that it will just give up, that it will recognize its violent nature and just say, well, we'll just give up and you can have your peaceful society.
It gave up this week. It gave up this week at Central Square. They're not sending cops out to arrest anybody anymore.
Tim,
is the state really threatened by that at this point?
Maybe not at this point. Tim, you are absolutely barking up the wrong tree. We have come from the point of view that you're talking about, and there is no way we're going to return to it.
Also, Tim, your phone sounds awful. I got to let you go. Thanks for the call. Go ahead, Mark, with your
I'm absolutely not going to advocate violence against the state because it is a system that simply doesn't work.
They're very good
at dealing with that.
Absolutely. If they can even paint you as violent, even if you don't commit violence, just if you like spout violent rhetoric and stuff, they can even paint you as violent. You've got a target on you. They can take you out and they will go, look at the people we're protecting you from. This is why you need the state. It is not a tactic that's going to work in this kind of battle.
Absolutely right. There's a thread about this right now over at the Free Keen Forum where this conversation is essentially happening in forum posts. And Anarcho Jesse gets on there, and he's one of those people like Tim who's advocating for some sort of violent solution out into the future somewhere. And when I hear him say these things about, well, what would you do if the jackboots were crushing your head or whatever the scary story is, when I hear him say those things, it makes me want to return to I feel like, oh, maybe he's right. Maybe he's right. Because that's where I come from. That's kind of where I was originally coming from in the liberty movement. But now that I have accepted peace, it's peace that's exciting to me because I understand that I have to break that cycle. If I can't rise above the cycle of violence, it's going to continue on forever for the exact reasons you guys were pointing out, that if we act violently, we'll be marginalized as the bad guys and taken out in a very extremely violent fashion, and then there's 0% chance at liberty.
And perpetuate the state.
Absolutely. I wish we had more time to get into this. Hopefully we will get to read your story on the air, Dale, even if it's not this week. Maybe next time you come back on Thursday. We're out for tonight. Back tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.